Oh, turn that cassette up. Oh, wow, that's cool. I love having to fast forward to the next song. Yeah, cassette.
That was one good thing about a cassette, was that if you didn't want to have to be bothered with, like you said, fast forward or rewinding, you were just putting it in and listening to a whole album.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You wouldn't listen to just three or four songs. You'd be like, I'm just going to let it play.
What a great point you just made. Were you more likely to hear songs
yes.
on a cassette because you got to... Is this not my favorite part? Hold on, rewind. Is this? Yeah, keep going. Oh, it's the wrong side. Flip it. But with a cassette, you're like, ah, screw it. I'm just going to let the whole damn thing play.
Even with vinyl, you can see where the tracks are. Tape, it's a complete guessing game.
Well, you would look at the window of on the cassette, and you...
After
you played with that cassette so much, you would learn, like, when one side was fatter and how skinny the other side was, like, where you were.
Yeah, this much iron oxide on the left meant that battery's coming up. This
right.
much iron oxide on the other side meant that, you know, your other favorite song was coming up. Master of Puppets was coming up. Oh, yeah, I remember that. I memorized the iron oxide tape on the Master of Puppets cassette. Could tell you where every song was going to be. But you're right, with the resurgence of vinyl... Everyone wants a turntable. Everyone wants like a sweet, turntable and speaker setup on the whole damn thing. But it's a richer
sound. There's arguments for vinyl.
Yes, exactly.
Apparently, there's a warmth. It's a richer sound. It's actually, you know, a needle going through the grooves, and it's the actual sound of the music that you're hearing. And then, so that kind of resurgence sort of makes sense.
It does. You can see where the album is. You could see where the song is at, and you could hear that richness. But with the cassette, the only advantage that it had was how small it was.
Yep.
Really, that was
portable
it.
Portable and small.
I mean, the packaging on vinyl's better. The sleeve of vinyl's better. The durability of a cassette, maybe, compared to. But with vinyl, outside of it getting scratched... How many times are we fishing tape out of a cassette player?
Oh yeah.
Oh god.
Get a pencil and wind it back up.
Exactly. You got to do that, or you'd put it between your fingers and would spin it around like this, trying to get it to rewind. Mike, you say you found an article that they're improving, the cassette technology.
In the Wall Street Journal, and apparently, I can't open the article again because I have to subscribe now to the Wall Street Journal. But apparently...
Why cassette tapes are making a comeback?
Yeah, they're making a comeback, and they're saying that they're able to improve the technology now to where it sounds better than the old cassettes.
Plus, you could record over a cassette.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, I got into that.
Yeah, now, eventually, if you re-record it over top of that mixtape 500 times, you're hearing NXS come through CNC Music Factory, come through Snoop Dogg, come through, you know, D-Light.
I mean, it does have the size going for it. I mean, it's way smaller than a CD or a record, obviously. So they were saying like a lot of bands now are passing out their new stuff.
Is it just
via
trendy,
tape?
Though? Is this just a trendy thing? It's just a trendy thing, right?
Like
you saw a guy with a Walkman, a cassette man or whatever the hell it's called.
And you're looking at it, you're like, you're not listening to the new Arcade Fire on that. You think Neutral Milk Hotel... Okay, Bonnaroo attendee is putting out fresh tracks on a cassette. For all I know, they are. This looked like the same guy that would go into a coffee shop and would bring his typewriter with him. Like, oh, God, you stink with your stupid hat. Yeah, it's just not as convenient. But there is a market for them. Hey, shout out to the Rodcast. It's a show I listen to that released an exclusive episode of their podcast on cassette. The only way you could get it was to buy the cassette, and they sold out. How genius is that?
Yeah, it's partly, I would imagine, a nostalgia thing, a trendy thing. But it's not going to replace, I don't know.
It's not going to have the resurgence of vinyl did. I could promise you, like, vinyl shops are springing up. Music stores are adding vinyl. Look at Soundgarden. Soundgarden's adding vinyl sections.
Right,
are they
now going to have a giant cassette section?
No, hell no.
Cassettes are cool again. Surge in popularity for the retro device has led to the revival of magnetic tape manufacturing lines.
Idea. Uncensored is sold out. We have tickets to give away all this week. We already gave away today's pair. We'll do it again tomorrow all the way through Friday. The thing doesn't get broadcast. It doesn't get recorded. It doesn't get released. What if we made a VHS of it? What if we made a VHS for sale? We make a VHS tape of the final show this weekend. Only available on VHS. Can you record VHS to a digital platform and have it uploaded? Yes. Is it a pain in the ass? Absolutely. I tried to transfer a bunch of porn to a laptop a long time ago, and it was a Daisy Jane group of devices that I never want to go through again. Let's VHS tape this last show and sell it. We get all the proceeds, man. We'll be swimming in it.
I think we've talked about this before, and the bosses don't want us cursing or doing anything else lewd being out there for distribution.
Really?
If I remember correctly.
I don't want to float the idea just one more time today, along with Dimensions. It's worth floating a VHS recording of this. Hell, I'll put that son of a bitch on beta.
Because everybody asks about us recording Uncensored and selling it. We get texts about it all the time, and our evil boss, Rick, has put a kibosh to that idea.
Sinister. He's the mind flayer. Rick Strauss from the Upside Down. Yeah, I think it'd be hilarious. John checks in, says he tried listening to an old cassette a year ago. It sounded horrible. It was muffled and warped. Remember what happened when you left a cassette in a hot car? It would melt and warp.
Yeah, but I wonder, because I'm reading the article here, the name of the company is National Audio Company. Apparently the resurgence of cassettes has made a worldwide shortage of the tape, because they weren't making the tape anymore. So they've put a new production line in place, and this machine can produce 4 miles of tape a minute.
That's so much tape.
And it says several bands, including Metallica, still produce albums on cassettes. And that, so if you get a brand new cassette with brand new 2017 tape and put it in, who the hell knows what it would sound like?
People are checking in that they would buy a VHS. What if we made the VHS tape so ignorantly priced, we sell them for $100 a piece, and we keep copying them, so they get worse and worse. Like, you want to get one of those first copies, because by the time you buy the 100th one, it's just total slop. I'm telling you, $98 for the Uncensored VHS, and we could put in one of those dingy sleeves, and we could make it look like one of those porn covers. Oh, we could make it look like some sleazy porn cover when you flip around on the back, and there's the dirtiest parts, Mike, remember this, on the back of the VHS tape? There'd always be some girl doing this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all
this. Too.
Yeah. Yeah, that right there. They do that, too. And then they'd also do this. Yeah, right there. Oh, yeah, all that hot Justin Scott and Spiegel Uncensored action. On VHS. Let's go to the phones real quick.
Yeah.
Ooh, the lines are heating up, Josh. Hope you don't mind if I make myself comfortable. Let's go to Kevin. Kevin's a dirty little slut. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hey. What's up, you whore?
Hey, I wanted to weigh in on the cassette thing. I held on to my cassettes way into the 2000s because my car would still play them, and I would take them running with me, and they wouldn't skip. Whereas all the CD players were super expensive to get those anti-skip ones. If you hit a bump in the car, the whole thing would skip anyway.
Yeah, shock but resistant. Haven't, like, what about an iPod? Haven't they been around for a long time? You never...
But back in the day, they were a little out of my price range. You got to remember, I was a teenager driving an old, like, 93 Taurus. I didn't have a MP3 option.
Gotcha. Okay. Gotcha. Appreciate that. How many people also remember the cassette adapter for the CD player, shoving the cassette in there that had the
kidding?
Cable?
I had one up until last year. I swear to God, on my 4Runner. It's a 2005 4Runner, and it's got a... It had a CD thing, and then it had a cassette thing, and the only way I could listen to music off of my iPod was to use the cassette adapter.
Oh, my God. I fully want to steal the Rodcast's idea and just make a cassette of the Uncensored or our show or something. A never-before-heard show, only on cassette. Let's go to Bruce in Baltimore. What's up? Open up the cassette lines.
Brucey! Bruce! Hi, good morning.
Brucey, my friend.
Bruce! Hello, Bruce.
What's up?
Hey, I was down at the Capitol Audio Fest this weekend. I was working down there, and there was a guy who had a reel-to-reel deck that he was demoing his systems on. It sounded fantastic, and they're selling reel-to-reel tapes again, but they cost you about $450 a pop.
$400 man, for what?
Yeah, for a reel-to-reel tape, you know, on like an 8-inch reel.
Yeah, but like, what are you even playing on that? Like, you can't get like Master of Puppets.
Oh yeah, they're starting to record music on reel to reel tape again.
Shut up! I only think
string it through.
That. You got to wind it all the way up. What? It's like nothing but like Nazi propaganda films and snuff. That's all that's on there.